let's go. Yeah. Onain and Carbon Pesach, right? So this is a great, great sugya. I'm glad that we're going to hop into it because it really came up at the end of the previous parak, but we have a good window into it here. And there are two major and really fundamental kachim topics that we're going to talk about. One, we're going to talk about the din of Onain and Karbanos in general, and then how that's going to translate to the Carbon Pesach in particular. Right, this comes up in our Gemara because we're trying to figure out how can we say if someone's father passes away on Erev Pesach. So we said if the son is Mamuna, Allah yevienu l'shem Pesach. But if he's not on the Chabura, he brings it l'shem Shlamim. And the problem was if we assume that an Onin cannot bring Karbanos, then the Gemara says it must be that the Misa happened after Chatzos. And that's how the son, he already had a Chiyuv to bring the Karban Pesach, and so that explains the tzad, Mamuna imo yivienu l'shem Pesach. So it must be the Misa happened after Chatzos, that's why he can go ahead. Yanina says in Chal. However, if we assume, the Gemara here is assuming, until we get to the very end with Ravashi, that Baalei Chayim Nidachim, and this is going to become a Pesach Nivcha, as we talked about in the previous Gemaras, so then why would it be Ein b'no Mamuna imo yivienu l'shem Shlamim? That's not what our Mishnah said. Our Mishnah said, so then it must be that the Misa happened before Chatzos, and it never became a Pesach Nidcha. It never got to that stage, and that so you just have a basic problem, right? The first Tzad sounds like the Misa had to happen after Chatzos. The second Tzad sounds like it had to happen before Chatzos. Right, the Gemara gives a series of answers, but the answer that Rava gives is that we're going to stipulate that the Misa happened before Chatzos, and when it says Yevienu L'shem Pesach, what it means is Yevienu L'shem Pesach Sheni. In other words, Rava assumes that in Achinami L'maskana, if the person became an Onin before Chatzos, he is not going to bring the Karban Pesach, he is going to wait until the month of Iyar. Right? As opposed to if the Misa happened after Chatzos, then he will. So this opens up the sugya for us. What is the nature of this issa for an Onin to bring Karbanos in general, and how does it relate to the Karban Pesach in particular? So already right here with Rashi and Tosos, we see two fundamentally different ways to understand the Isser for an Onin to bring Karbanos. Rashi in Dibur HaMaskil, Ela Demisachar Chatzos, says that this is a Din D'Rabbanan. We just have a Chshash. If we have an Onin who is dealing with the Karban Pesach, so we're concerned that because he's so distracted, he's going to get himself tameh, he's going to touch the basar of the Pesach, and it's going to be maybe lidei beis apsul. But if the chiyuv to bring the Karban Pesach kicked in first, so he's going to get control of himself, he's in the zone, he's in the Karban Pesach zone, and he'll make sure that he's not going to become tameh. So that is how Rashi in that Dibur HaMaskil explains what is going on. The Shor Tosus, though, ha chayl alayaninus, says no, it sounds from the Tosus here like this is a din d'oraisa. So what? Tosus the Yerushalmi. Yeah. Right, sounds like a din d'oraisa. And they quote a drasha that shlamim bizman shehu shalim. If the person is not shalim, he's not supposed to bring karbanos. Now, neither Rashi nor Tosus is making this up, obviously. Rashi sends you to the Mishnah on daf Tzadi Aleph Amud Aleph in Maseches Pesachim. And Tosus sends us to Tzadi Tes Mabeis in Maseches Zvachim. Right? And if we go to the Mishnah that Rashi sends us to, we see, sure enough, that it's absolutely there, black on white. The Mishnah says, all these different people who it's very possible that they're going to not succeed in actually eating the Karban Pesach that night. So you have the Onain, you have somebody who's in jail, and he hopes to get out, but you never know. You have a Chola or a Zakein, who right now, hopefully they can pull off eating the Karban Pesach that night, but you never know. So the Mishnah says, you never bring the Karban Pesach for them alone. Shema yivyu lidei psul. But if they're with a Chabura, then you can, because that's going to minimize your risks. And so that's exactly what Rashi is quoting. Happens to be, and we haven't done this again in detail, but I was the Matzias, so that's a little weird thing about it. Who exactly is the Zaken of the Chola, who right now he can eat a sheep by himself, but you know, if he takes a turn for the worse, he won't be able to eat a Kazayas. That's a little difficult to wrap my head around, but okay. Whatever. No, just ha'ara for, we go back over the summers and fill in what we skipped, and we learned the 7th and 8th brachim. So just a thought over there.
Which one?
Sariyala. The Mishnah and Sariyala from it all.
Yeah.
Well, he's by himself when he had to be able to eat the whole thing.
That's what I'm saying.
No, so he said, and he could take it, turn to worse, he won't be able to eat it because ice. Take it, turn to worse, he won't be able to eat the whole thing.
Rashi says, Chol v'zakin shema yechvat cholio v'lo yuchal lechol.
Which Rashi?
On the Mishnah, Rashi on the Mishnah.
Oh, shema?
Yeah.
So it means point Rashi, you could bring it to korban for someone who can only eat it because that's...
So then that's a problem, right? So, okay, right? So either way, so there's... So there are problems. Anyway, so Rashi says...
What's the problem with that?
Well, Mishnah says, we don't want Psul, yeah. Right? So we don't want this. We don't want to bring a carbon that's going to become noser.
Exactly.
Right. Or in the case of the onin and the guy is mefakeh hasagal, he's looking for a dead body under a ruin. Right. They might be metami the baser. So Rashi here says that's it. That's the only issue.
Yeah.
And apparently, I guess that's going to apply to all carbonos. A little bit strange because we could easily come up with cases where the chashash is not going to exist. Somebody sends a carbonola. There's no buster at all. He's never going to touch the carbon whatsoever. At the same time, there's no question that the gzeres hakasev that the Gemara in Zvachim brings, which I should have brought a Gemara in Zvachim. Do we have one here? I'll grab this one. It's a weird drasha, no? Shlamim mizman shehu shalev. Is that so? So obvious that's a real gzeres hakasev that the guy can't eat any carbono, that the guy can't send the carbon. Not the most obvious drasha. So for Rashi to say it's an asmachta is definitely understandable. But the truth is, the pshat is that the Gemara really sounds like it's treating it as if it is mamash drasha, because then the Gemara in Sadi Tes quotes from Shlamim. And then the Gemara asks, what about Toda? What about Ola? What about Bechor Meiser Pesach? Eitzim, Yain, Lavona, Menachos, Ophos? It sounds like the Gemara really thinks this is a Dinda Oraisa. So the Achronim, I saw, are not so sure if Rashi really thought Lamaskana that the whole Din was just an Asmachta or not. As we will see, if you think it's just an Asmachta, that's going to be very helpful for explaining what the difference is between Karban Pesach and the other Karbanos. Right? We're going to get to a point where Karban Pesach is being treated differently from the other Karbanos. So if it's just a Dinda Rabbanan, that gives us a lot of flexibility. If we think that there's a Dinda Oraisa, that's going to put a lot of pressure on us. Both the Bali Tosos here on Sadi Tes were pretty explicit. They thought this was a Dinda Oraisa. You look in the Rambam in Bias Mikdash, and it's pretty clear that the Rambam thinks that it is a Dinda Oraisa because the Rambam thinks that it is Ma'akev. The Rambam says that if a Mitzora or an Avel sends a Karban, the Rambam says an Avel and a Mitzora cannot bring their Karbanos, and we'll get back to this Rambam in a couple of minutes. And the Rambam says you have someone who's a Nidui, so we're not sure if he's allowed to bring a Karban or not, and therefore, if he brought it, it's Maratza. So it's pretty clear. You don't have to be a genius to figure out that the Rambam thinks that if he's a Mitzora or Navel, he brings his carbon. It's not Maratza. So then it sounds like that is Mide Oraisa. Okay. So the Gemara in Pesachim, the Gemara in Zvachim then gets itself into big trouble for carbon Pesach. Right? Gemara has a stira between two different members of Rabbi Shimon. One is the member of Rabbi Shimon who says that aninus of the night is midrabanan. Aninus is only midar oraisa during the day. The following night, Rabbi Shimon says that aninus is midrabanan. Rabbi Yehuda argued. Rabbi Yehuda thought that the aninus was the oraisa even going into the next night. And Rabbi Shimon says, "I'll prove to you that aninus of the night is derabanan because the Mishnah here in Pesachim, right, that the onin is Ochel Pischa Be'erif. That's the next Mishnah in Pesachim after Tzadi Alpha. As on Tzadi Alpha Mabez, the Mishnah says, Onein Tovel V'Ochel Es Pischa La'erev Aval Lo Be'kadshim. So the explanation for that is that an Onein at night only has an Issur D'Rabbanan, the Rabbanan waived the Isser of Achilas Kadshim for an Onin. Right? That's an Isser deraisa, the Chalti B'Onim Imenu. So Onin can't eat Kadshim. That's the whole machlokas between Aaron HaKohen and Moshe Rabbeinu, which the Gemara, if you keep on going in Zvachim to Daf Kuf Aleph, that's where the Gemara brings the whole shock of Atar between Aaron HaKohen and Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Mishnah, the Gemara in Pesachim explains that for the Din de Rabbanan of Vaninos at nighttime, we hold on to it for Shar Kachim, but Pasach, Makom Kares, we wave the Din de Rabbanan. So Rabbi Shimon says to Rabbi Yehuda, clearly you see that Aninos of night is only de Rabbanan, because the Onin is Ochel Pischo Ba'erev. So what do we clearly see then? We clearly see that we're bringing it for him, right? We're makriv the Pesach for the Onin. That's how it is shayach for him to eat it at night. So that is one memra. The problem is, Rabbi Shimon has another memra, which is that whole long thing about shlamim kishu shalim maybe. Bina maybe kishu onin. And then as we said, Rabbi Shimon goes on to go through the whole list of every single thing, which is either a karban or a quasi-karban, anything that's ever brought on the Mizbeach. You know, at the end we get to Eitzim and Lavona. But what does he have there? Bechor, Meiser, Upesach. So we have a black and white steer in Rabbi Shimon. On one hand he says, ah, onin ochel es pescha ba'arev, so clearly we do bring it for him. On the other hand, he is the Baal Memra who says that Oni Einam Shalach Karbanosav, and that includes the Karban Pesach. So the Gemara brings a number of different answers. And the first one really is the one which is the most provocative for us. The Gemara quotes Rav Chisda, who says, no problem, what does he say? Kedin Aspa, drop it, drop Karban Pesach. So, okay, but that raised the obvious question of why on earth should I do that, right? Why on earth should it be that an Onin cannot bring any carbon ever, except he can bring the carbon Pesach? That's what we're going to need to explain. In order to understand that, we're going to need to understand, number one, what is the nature of the Yisr of bringing carbonos for an Onin in general, and why should there be an exception for carbon Pesach, right? Okay. Now, the Gemara does continue and give a couple of different other answers. One we already saw in our Gemara in Pesachim, when Abaya said, well, it depends if the Misa happened before Chatzos or after Chatzos. And then Rava said, well, it depends if they already shechted it for him. Our gear, so the Gemara is the Misa was after Chatzos, and it depends if they shechted it for him or not. And since Achilas Pesachim is Ma'akev, so if they already shechted it for him, and then the Misa happens, so we're going to just keep going, and because he really needs to eat this carbon. Okay, so now that's the basic skira of the Argamar, the two Mishnayos, and the eighth Parakim Pesachim, and the Sugya in Zvach. Right, so now we understand the two main jobs we have. Number one, we got to figure out this din of Shiluach Karbanos for an Onin, and then what's going on with the Karban Pesach. Okay, so first we should just clarify, like, you know, we saw, I guess, Machlokas Rashi and Tosafos, whether this Isser of Shiluach is D'oraisa or D'rabbanan. What is the scope? Which Karbanos and what days does this apply to? If you look in the Tosafos Rid, and they also quote the Ravid and Toras Kohanim, seems to say that this Isser only applies to the first day. Mamashon, he's an Onin, which makes a lot of sense. You know, he's an Onin, he's Tarud, he's Pater and Mitzvos. But it's a problem because the Tosefta in Zvachim says that this Isser applies for all 7 days. Now, maybe the Rid and the Ravid could answer and say, yeah, well, even that line of the Tosefta is difficult because how can you say there's a din d'oraisa of 7 days you can't bring karbanos? So maybe what the Tosefta means is there's a din d'oraisa during the period of Aninus, and then there's a din d'rabbanan extending for the entire Shiva, right? So that's one way you could understand. The Rambam just seems to paskin straight up that it is an Isser for 7 days. The Rav in the Yartzei Shiurim, so he gets excited about this. The Rav, and we'll come back to this in like 1 minute, but the Rav tries to prove that both for Simchas Yantif and Avelus, he says these are two great examples of a chiluk that the Rav would develop all the time between the Maisa Mitzvah and the Kiyum of the Mitzvah. And he says the Kiyum of Simchas Yantif and the Kiyum of Avelus are what we call a Kiyum Shebelev. It's the actual expression of joy. Sincere. What?
So sincere.
You did?
No, it's not sincere.
No, we saw the
do we talk about the Kiyum Shebelev in the second seder? This is like one of the Soloveitchik's classic linchpin chidushim.
Yeah.
So he applies this over here, and one of the proofs. We'll talk about this more in a second. But one of the proofs he has for Avelus, he says, what's going on with 7 days? The Rambam is very very clear in Parak Hey Halacha Aleph and Halacha Savel that the Nihugi Avelus. The Rambam, on the one hand, is machadish, that the Yud Aleph Nihugi Avelus sound like they're Midah Raisa. But it's black and white, it's only for one day. Right? Shiva is Darabanan. So the Rav suggests, well, maybe the Rambam thinks that the Nihugim only apply for one day Midah Raisa, but there actually is a chalos of an Avel who has a Kiyam Shiva Lev of Avelus for 7 days, and you see that in the fact that he can't bring his Karbanos for 7 days. That's one explanation from the Rav. Rav, I just saw, like, at the very end of Seder now, the Rav Moshe, the Dibros Moshe, has another suggestion, which I actually had written on the side of my Yartzei Shiurim, so now I gotta fill it in there. Rav Moshe says, well, hold on a second, Moshe Rabbeinu was masakin Shiva. So it could be that this is kind of like, you know, you have Durabanan Isser Kiddushin creates a Isser Hana creates a Chalos De Oraisa for Kiddushin, right? It's like one classic example. So Rav Moshe says, we could say the exact same thing. The fact that Mi Durabanan, the guy is experiencing Avelus for a week, now creates a Metzius of Avel, and someone who's in a Metzius of Avel is not allowed to bring Karbanos. Ki hu zeh. It actually works out very nicely for the Rav, because if you say the real issue at bar is the Kiyum Shevelev, so the bottom line is, if the guy is feeling like he's in mourning, he's not going to be bringing Karbanos. Okay, so that's the, in terms of the time, in terms of what it's being brought for, so our Gemara said pretty clearly it applies to everything. There is a Ritva in Moed Katan who says that this din of Shiloh Karbanos does not apply to Karbanos of Kapara, which is a very big problem. The Knesset Rishonim suggests maybe that was only on day one, but not. Maybe it was only for the rest of the Shiva, but for the one day of Din D'Oraisa, it would apply to everything. But Pashas, that applies to absolutely everything. Okay. Now, what is the nature of this din? What is the nature of the din that an Avel cannot send his karbanos? So, three basic possibilities. Rashi says it's means Rabbanan. And we say it's Rabbanan because he might passel the karban. If you look at the Karen Ora in Zvachim, so he says, one thing that Rashi explains very nicely is how this din applies for 7 days. No? Pashas, that 7 days is Rabbanan. So the Karen Ora says, you know, if the whole din is Durabanan, then this makes a lot of sense. Otherwise, you need to say, you don't need to say, as we said, you have some options, but otherwise you probably would have said, oh, there's an invisible chilek. We said it applies for 7 days. Oh, the first day, Durabanan, so the rest of the Shiva is Durabanan. Sounds like it was being treated as one thing. So Kanora says, if the whole din is Durabanan, then Rashi is made in the shape. Kanora says, though, the Rashi is a big problem, because he says the Gemara in Moed Katan asks, we saw the Rambam Safik, someone who's a Nidui, can someone who's a Nidui bring Karbanos? Where does the Gemara try to prove it from? The Gemara says, let's bring a raya from Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar. Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar had a din of Menuda L'Shamayim. Hashem has them wandering in the desert for 38 years. Even Moshe Rabbeinu is not getting any nevuah. So the Karen Ora says, well, hold on a second. If we're talking about a din to Rabbanan, that an Avel can't send Karbanos, how on earth are we proving that the Menuda can bring Karbanos from the fact that they're bringing Karbanos in the Midbar? That was on a D'Oraisa level. This is a D'Rabbanan level. Maybe someone could come along and, you know, bring in like the famous Taz and say, well, you know, it's implicit in the Torah they're bringing Karbanos, so that you Midrabanan, you can't gazer against something which is explicitly allowed in the Torah. Maybe. That would definitely be a chiddush, though. So that's Rashi and the problems it has. The basic pshat is D'Rabbanan, and it's D'Rabbanan because he might passel the Karban. Right? So Rashi, assuming that Mishnah of Psachim is the whole din, nothing else to talk about. The Tosas HaRash in Moed Katan, of Ilan quotes it in the Knesset Rishonim. So he quotes the Maseches Evel Rabasi, which says that someone who's in Avelus, the first couple of days would not go into the Beis HaMikdash at all. And then on day three, he goes in, but he goes in a different way everyone else. Everyone else, when they go into the Beis HaMikdash, you go in and you always turn to the right. You're always going around to the right. And Avel would go all the way around and to the left. And the Tosas Harash explains this is why he doesn't send Karbanos. It's all the same Yesod. The guy is very distressed. He's very emotionally perturbed. And we're very concerned he might go to the wrong place. He might go to a place where he is not supposed to go. So he says that's why he's turning, that's why he's going in different order. So I really want him in the Beis HaMikdash. And that's why he shouldn't be sending his Karbanos.
I thought the reason it goes in a different order is so that he attracts attention of people who give him nechama. I thought that was the reason why he goes in that order. The same way that the Menuda gets a bracha, that the people say that beach rachmanos and bimatu or nidoy. So he's saying it reminds him not to go in the wrong area. Yeah. Otherwise, he would be so sedate, he would just wander into the.
That's what it sounds like, because he didn't relate to that line in particular. He just quotes that piece in the Evel Rabasi, and he says, and this is because we're concerned he's going to go to the wrong.
So that's also only the wrong.
Unclear. That's Masachta Sefer Rabasi. It's one of the Masachta Ketanas. Yeah. Unclear if this is a din de Rabbanan or a din de Oraisa. The Meiri also, I think also Rav Katan also quotes the Devil Rabasi. He sounds like he thinks this is de Oraisa. He's working with the view of the Rambam. If you think this is not a din de Oraisa, you think it's not just Xeris HaKasov, so the way you understand this comes out of the Rav's analysis of Onin in the Yard Sage here for the Rambam. The Rambam in B'S Mikdash Beis Yud Aleph, so he links Onin with Mitzora. And not only does he links Onin with Mitzora, and he says that the reason why the Mitzora can't do it is because Ein Aroy Labiyam in Elamachana Ein Aroy Lakrav. The question is, does that also relate, this idea of Eino Ro'e Lebia, does that also relate to some degree to the Onin as well? The Karen Ora here in Zvachim has a short comment where he says that they are related. He says that it is the same idea for both without really explaining it. But the Rav puts a lot more meat on the bones of this. The Rav in the Gerat Hashir and Avelos, so the core of the piece there is he's trying to prove a double Chiddush. It's a Chiddush with two layers. The first layer, as we talked about before, is that the mitzvos of Simcha and Yantif and of Avelis really have a Kiyum Shebalev. The easiest proof for the Kiyum Shebalev of Simchas Yantif is the fact that it applies nowadays. We do not have Shalmei Simcha now, right? The Rambam says nowadays we have the Simcha with Basar and Yayin and the new clothes for the women and the candy for the kids. It's clear that and it's a Din D'Oraisa. It's clear that that's not the specific Maisa per se of Simcha, it's a Kiyum Shebalev. And that would explain why there's a stira between Avelos and Simchas Yantif. Then the Rav takes it one step further and he says that the real underlying idea of Simcha is Amida Lifnei Hashem. So the Torah says, Usmachem Lifnei Hashem Elokechem, you know, Ein Nevuah Shora, right, Ela, someone who has Simcha. And he says, in contrast, Avelus, the Yesod of Avelus is being distanced from the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's a hisrachkus from Hashem. So one of the proofs he has for this idea is the whole Gemara Moed Katan, which keeps on interweaving Avelus and Nidui, the line the Gemara has about the Menuda L'Shamayim. That the Rambam, a couple of halachos earlier in B'S Mikdash, so the Rambam says that the Kohen Gadol is Oved Kishahu Oni. And why? What's the pasuk the Rambam brings? Why there's why the Kohen Gadol still does Avod when he's an Oni? Min HaMikdash Lo Yetze. Right? So the fact that the Kohen Gadol always has to be, this is like the definition of Kohen Gadol, he is always Lifnei Hashem. Well, when Rabbi Rosenzweig gave the Chabura last year on Minchas Chavisin, he said that's the reason why the Kohen Gadol has to bring a karban, which is half brought in the morning and half in the afternoon. It's to symbolize the idea that the Kohen Gadol is always doing avoda. That's why he's always wearing the big day kahuna, even though they have kelayim, because he's always on call. He's always lifnei Hashem, and that's why he's always doing avoda. The Rambam Klei HaMikdash says that the Kohen Gadol, even as an onain, can be meshaleach karbanos. Why? The Rambam says since he can do avoda, he can be meshaleach karbanos. If we understand that the whole idea here is that the iser of avoda of an onain and the Isser of Shiluach Karbanos are tied into the same core idea that someone who is in Avelus is supposed to be distanced from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Well, the Kohen Gadol, it's all right, it's all one piece. Since he, Min HaMikdash Lo Yetzei, so he still does Avoda, and he still brings karbanos. There's a Rashi in White Cotton. The Rashi in White Cotton is not Rashi. Now they have in the Ozohadar Gemaras, they have the old Rashi in the Gilead of the Gemara. Before then, you needed to get it from like one of those Blue Almasachet books. The Miyuchas, the Rashi, Mar Katan, says, explaining the drasha of Rabbi Shimon, Keshu Shalim Besimcha. He needs to be Besimcha to bring Karbanos. And it all ties back to the same idea, right? That Shiloh Karbanos and Hakrava, the whole idea of a Karban, literally, Keshmo Kenu, it's about Hakrava, and Memela, it is very understandable why the Onain would be banned from bringing Karbanos. Even just, this is my Ha'ar, but the context of the Rambam and B.S. Mikdash, Perek Beis, is not really a parak about any psul avoda or any psul like that. The parak begins with when there's a heter and iser yabia or yitzia. In kangalo nechnas lakoda shakadashim el yom kippurim liyom kippurim. Halacha base, the kohanim shouldn't go into the kodesh. Halacha hey is then the iserim of yitzia kohen sheyatzam in a mikdash, and then it translates to the psul of avoda of an onim. And the Shiloh Karbanos of an Onin of a Metzora, which we said, the Rambam links together, right? So if the whole idea of the Perek is who's in, who's out, who should be here, who shouldn't be here, and that is what the din of Shiloh Karbanos can be tied to, that seems to be the view of the Rambam. Now, once we've really put meat on those bones, so now let's come back and ask, what on earth is the deal then with Karban Pesach? So we look at the Rambam in Perek Vav Halacha Tes. How does the Rambam pask in this? And we seem to have a naked stira, right? Because the Rambam tells us that the Onain can eat at night. That's not a problem. That was the Mishnah on Tzadi Aleph Tzadi Beis. But then the Rambam says he's only doing this b'med dvar mamurim shemes lo hames achar chatzos shekvar neschayev b'karban Pesach. So that's not a problem. That sounds like the Rambam is pasking like Abaya, which makes sense because even Rava and our Gemara quoted Abaya, the difference between Meis, Lifnei, Chatzos, or Achar Chatzos. But then, says the Rambam, if the Misa happened before Chatzos, Ein Shochten Alav El Yidach El Sheni, good. Vim Shachtu Alav Azarko Adam, Tovel V'Ochel Erev. So that's a disaster. Why on earth are we saying that B'dieved, it works. B'dieved, it's Hortzen. He's going to eat. Or B'dieved, I should be careful. B'dieved, he eats from the Karban Pesach that night. I thought the Rambam told me, pretty black on white, via Smikdash, that he can't eat anything. No, that he can't. That he's not Yotze. Right? It was. We had a suffix if the Menuda had to bring another Karban. But for sure, the Onin isn't Yotze. So how on earth is the Onin here, the Karban Pesach, able to eat from the Karban Pesach? So we'll have 5 answers. We do have answers, 20 minutes, no problem. Answer one, the easiest answer, but also the answer that's basically incorrect, is the Maricorcus' first suggestion. The Maricorcus points out, well, if you learn like Rashi, that the whole din is just an asmachta ba'alma, then you have no problem. As we said, right? It's all very easy. The whole Isser of Shiluach was Midrabanan. Lo hamidu devrayem bidyeved by the Karban Pesach. And goodbye. You're good to go. You don't have a problem. Well, I think as we know full well, we do have a problem because the Rambam did not agree with Rashi. The Rambam pretty clearly seemed to think that the Isser of Oni and Shiluach Karbanos was Midoraisa, maybe even Deoraisa for the full 7 days. So that is a great answer to explain why Karban Pesach is different, but it doesn't really work for the Rambam, and that's why the Maricorcus has to give a second answer, but we'll hold off on his second answer until we get to the rest of them. Should just point out before going into the rest of the answers, to understand how the Rambam understood this, first we should just know where he got it from. You see the Gra, now in the Frankel Rambams, they quote this right here on the Daf. Apparently it was in the back of the Gemaras before this, but the Gra writes that the Rambam had a different girsa in Rava. When Rava gave his answer in Zvachim. So our version of Rava is idivi idi achar chatzos, where the guy died after chatzos, velo kasha kan kodim sheshachtu zarko alav, kan achar sheshachtu v'zarko alav. That's not so great, it happens to be, because that girsa presents Rava and Abaya as giving two different answers. Abaya is saying it all depends on chatzos. And Rava is saying, even if the guy was alive after chatzos, if the shechita hasn't happened yet, the anina should still be chal. Why is it a problem for Rav and Abaya to be arguing? Well, that's what they do all the time. The problem is that in our Gemara, Mishachem Tzariches, Rava was operating with shitas Abaya. So the Gra says that the girsa that the Rambam has was Rava Amar idivi idi kodem chatzos. And Rava is not arguing with Abaya at all. Rava is saying Abaya's din of chatzos is operative on the level of lechatchila. Lechatchila, we're going to say that if the misa was after chatzos, the chiyav is already chal. Go ahead, bring the korban pesach. But if the misa was before chatzos, lechatchila, you shouldn't bring it. Wait till pesach sheni. But b'diyaved, if he ignored this and he was in the chabur anyway, the shechted for him anyway. B'diyaved, where it's going to be okay, he's going to eat from the Pesach that night, right? And then the Gemara continued, where Rava explained that Achilas Pesach Ma'akva, so that means that the role of the Achilas Karm Pesach is very important, and that's where we're going to go fight. So that's where the Rambam would get this from, and it makes a lot of sense to read the Gemara, and to read the Gemara in Zvachim with the Gemara in Pesachim. But now we need to understand what would the Svara be. How could we have a Isser that does apply to Karban Pesach, but the Psul, even though it applies to all the Karbanos, does not apply to the Karban Pesach. So, four possibilities. Possibility number one, from Ravitz Lapanovitcher in the Zecher Yitzchak, I do not fully understand this answer. We'll see. The basic approach all the Achronim are going to have to take is we need to identify on some level, you know, there are two tracks. Right? We got to figure out There are two issues at bar, and that's why one is going to apply to have the Isser, but one is not going to apply in order to not have the Psul. Right? That's the basic mission everyone's going to have. The way the Ritz Lapanovitcher puts this is he suggests, well, hold on a second, what is this Psul of owning in the first place? When we talked about Lishma, we had a lot of talk about the difference between when you have a post-sale versus a lack of Hechsher. Right, that was the whole chakira of the Briska Rav, and this is a basic question we ask in Kachem all the time. It says, does it really make any sense to say that because the Bailam was an Onin, that passels his carbon? No, he's not a, there's no tuma here, there's no pigul, there's no active posel. There is an inability to connect to the carbon. There is just a lack of ritzui. Because that's meduyik in the Rambam. All the Rambam said in Bias Mikdash was nirtza, right? It's im hikrivo of nirtza. It's okay. So there's no ritzui for an owning. But is it possible? No, it's not possible. It would be a case of kasher ve'eino maratze. Now, it's a little unclear in the piece, but it sounds like what he's saying is that for the Karban Pesach, there's not going to be any ritzui. So you shouldn't bring a Karban which isn't going to have any ritzui. But b'diavad, we're okay with not having any ritzui. Why? Because all you're really interested in is the achila. And it sounds like what he's saying is there is no ritzui here. He's not, the zrika doesn't connect to him. But we don't care because what we primarily care about for the Karban Pesach is the achila. It's a big chiddush to say, though. To say that you could be yotze in the achila of a Karban Pesach, even though you were not yotze in the ritzui, and in the Zrika. I mean, we talked about the fact that there's the Rambam had an extreme psul for Shinoi Kodesh, right? The Rambam thought that even L'shem Chulin is possible for the Karban Pesach. And one of the possibilities there was that according to the Rambam, it's all or nothing. It's either, you have either a Ritzui or you have a zero. It has to be a Pesach L'shem. So to say that he can't connect to the Karban at the Zrika, but that's okay because all he cares about is the Achila, is really a very big chiddush. He says, well, you know, yeah, we know there's a din of Shinoi Bailim, but even the din of Shinoi Bailim for Karban Pesach is primarily focused on the fact that he's going to eat it that night. Ah, it's a big chiddush. It's all on the Zrika. But Okay, so that's one option. Second option, Reb Leib Malin, in a very long and very mechudash, and at times very exciting, and at times very challenging piece. So he suggests that the Karban Pesach has, there's two dinim in the din of Oni, right? There's a din of Isser, and there's a din of Paslus. And his suggestion is that the Isser is always there, but when it comes to the Paslus, so what is going to disqualify the Karban? It's a very, very brisker idea, I guess. It's that the psul is when we say, if we can label the hakrava of the karban as this karban was brought for an onin. If we can have a chalos of this karban was brought for an onin, that is going to pasul the karban. And then he says, what's the deal with karban pesach? Karban pesach, what does it mean to be brought for? When you bring a pesach for Reuven, what's the real bringing for? The eating. The real bringing for him is the eating. So that's why there's not going to be a paslus. It's a huge chiddush, though, for like three reasons. Number one, all he has, and Rosenzweig always says this, whenever someone, you know, suggests a two dinim to you, it's very, you have to be very careful of two different dinim coming from one makar. Not one makar of shalim bizman shehu shalim. And Leib Malin is suggesting that from that one makar we have two different dinim. An Isser of Shiloh Karbanos for an Onin, and for that purpose, that applies even to the Hakrava of the Karban Pesach. And then you have this Paslus, which only applies to the fundamental main, what's it being brought for, and that's the Achila. Right, so that's one problem with it. Just it's all from one Makar. It's also unclear what exactly is this Paslus. Some of the other Achronim, the Brisker Rav, the Nezer HaKodesh, just assume, like casually, that there's no psul in the Chavtza. Even Rabbi Malin is kind of inconsistent on this. Is this a psul in the Chavtza, psul in the Chavtza? It's very, very hard to pin down what exactly the suggestion is.
Because like you're trying to... The Chisaro is all in the Bailin. So you're telling me, well, this... The item was hukrav for Bailam or disqualified, which becomes a chalos in the item.
Right. So it's very hard. It's
a problem. The hairs.
So the basic level, we can understand what he's trying to do. Right? He's trying to say, okay, the Ram said there's an Isser, but it's not Makir. So the way we'll answer it is we'll say there are two dinim. There's a din of Isser and there's a din of Psul. But it's just, it's deity. It's hard to really say that's the pshat in the Ram or the pshat in the Sugya. And that these are different dinim with different applications, it's very difficult. So two other possibilities. So the Rav Moshe and the Dibros Moshe. Rosenzweig said with the Dibros Moshe that it's a heavy book, and Tarte Mashma, because the book is very heavy, and often, and it's hard to work through Rav Moshe saying there, but happens to be, it's like a sweet, great, short insight here. He says, so what's going on? The reason why there's an Isser but no Psul is we got to think of a hierarchy. Before Chatzos, the guy is not a zero. After Chatzos, he's chayv in a Karban Pesach, and after Chatzos, the chli of Karban Pesach is a midoch aninos. What is the story before Chatzos? He has somewhat of a chiyuv in the Karban Pesach. How do we know that? Well, we've seen that twice in the Rambam. We saw it at the beginning of the year when the Rambam said that Yud Dalid B'Shachris, if you shech the Karban Pesach, Yud Dalid B'Shachris, L'Shem Shlamim, it's already going to have a psul Shalol L'Shma. And then we saw in this parak, in our summer limud, how did the Rambam define Derech Rechoka? If from the morning, right? Does the time, does the guy have time to get there from the morning to Chatos? So Moshe says, you see, the Chiyav is Chal on the guy, Pesach Yud Dalid B'Shachris, get up, get out of bed, go to the Beis HaMikdash, and since the Chiyuv already begins Yud Dalid B'Shachris, that is going to be enough of a Chiyuv to say that the Aninus does not completely overwhelm the Din Karban Pesach, and B'dieved, if he brought it, it's going to be Maratza. He'll be Maratza, it's not like the Ritz Lepanovich, he's going to be in it, and he's going to eat it that night. That's the hierarchy that Rav Moshe Feinstein suggests. And then the last suggestion, which I was hoping someone would say, we were kind of bouncing around the end of Seder, and then I found last night this is basically the pshat of the Nezer HaKodesh, which I sent an email to Z Berman very, very late last night asking if the $60 five set of Nezer HaKodesh they have with no picture is actually the Nezer HaKodesh by Moshe Rosen, which is what I want. So what's the... It's a very basic suggestion, but the truth is, and we should have mentioned this, it goes back to the Bali HaTosos, the Pshat and the Bali HaTosos, and the Gemara in Zvachim, and that's Anites. Right? Tosos already asked this question in Rav Chisda. What was going on with Rav Chisda, who said that the Isser applies to all Karbanos except for Karban Pesach? And what did the Bali HaTosos say? Bali HaTosos said, came into Iker Pesach, lo ba ad ala achila. The real Hakrava of the Pesach is the achila. That's what the Bali HaTosos said. Now, they didn't explain it very much. That got some of the Achronim a little bit upset. The Sfas Emes wanted to suggest, no, the reason why Karban Pesach is different is because it's a Karban Tzibur. So the Karan Or also makes that suggestion very briefly, but the Karan Or rejects it because he says, if you look in the Gemara in Zvachim, that idea that Onein does not have a problem for Karban Tzibur, he thinks is rejected. But that's the Sfas Emes. I did not follow through the Gemara there, so not really sure what the Karan Or exactly was objecting to. What was the Karan Or suggestion again? Where did I put this? I'm sorry. I didn't write it down. What were Karan Or saying? I forget the suggestion that Karan Or wanted to make. But the pshat and Tosos is saying is that the primary hakrava is the achila, which is a really, really, really fundamental idea for what the Karban Pesach is all about. So basically, is it here? Ah, yeah, right. Karan Or, big chiddush. The Karan Or said, "I'll tell you why it works. It works because of Ritzui Tzitz. B'diavad, it works as Ritzui Tzitz. Why? So Ritzui Tzitz, the Gemara says, applies to Tuma, and we know that because it's the case of Hutter Miklalo. So the Karan Or says, well, you have Hutter Miklalo also by Onin, because the Kohen Gadol is an Onin. Right? Kohen Gadol can send Karbanos as an Onin. So that's Hutter Miklalo. So b'diavad, that should help for Onin as well. Although that should apply not just to Karban Pesach, that should apply across the board. But that's the big chiddush of the Karan Or. It's also not clear that Kohen Gadol you'd say Hutter Miklalo. It's possible he's not an Onin at all. But anyway, just to finish off and bring it home, so what's going on with this Tosos who says that the Iker Pesach Loba El Lachila? And if you saw the Mari Korkis has the same girsa change as the Rambam, and he says that's what Rebbe was saying, is that it works Bidi Eved, it doesn't work Lachila, and he quoted the Tosos. So what's the idea? So the Nezer HaKodesh just says it nicely. And it's a great, I think, piece for us to end the Chaburas for the Zman with. It says, we know there are two mitzvahs in Karban Pesach. There's the mitzvah of bringing the Karban Pesach and sprinkling the blood on the Mizbeach. And there's the mitzvah of eating the Karban Pesach. Because those two mitzvahs are, he calls a Siba and a Misovev. You have the central mitzvah and you have a satellite mitzvah. Later on, he calls one a Machshir for the other. And which is the Siba and which is the Misovev? It's clear. The Siba is the Achila. That's the primary kiyum of the Karban Pesach. And the Misovev, the satellite mitzvah, the Machshir, the secondary mitzvah, is the sprinkling the dam on the Mizbeach. So Nezer HaKodesh says, this is just the Pshat and the Rambam, Pshat and Rava, this is Pshat what the Mari Korkis was trying to say as well, is that since the primary mitzvah is the Achila, if the guy is not going to be an Onin at night, that's why we're going to bring it for him now. Bidyeva, that's why it's going. That's why there's no psul. You can't, the secondary mitzvah can't create a psul.
The problem is it doesn't really relate to the mechanics, right? It's nice in theory. It just doesn't explain the mechanics.
But it doesn't, well, he's going to say that in order for this Isser to passel the carbon, it has to be operating on the primary hakrava. I think that makes sense. It's not as you know, the mechanically lumdish as you have in the piece, you know, Leib Malin or Vitzel Panovich, but I think it really is the pshat. There is an Isser because there is a Hakrava Baninos here, but if you want this Hakrava to pass the carbon, it has to be the primary purpose of the shiluach, and that's not happening until Yachila.
Especially because the more that we lean into the beginning of the Chaburah, that it's about the person being in a state where he's unable to relate to this karbon, it becomes more problematic that you're going to backdate it and say, well, later on, the guy's going to be able to eat it, and therefore, right now. So what you have to kind of do is say that what's happening right now is so insignificant that the fact that the person is unable to really execute it at an ideal level, that's not really such a big deal.
So he says this answers another question, which is what is going on with his general status as an Oni. He has a general tour as an Oni in Mitzvahs, right? We saw, we should have mentioned this way earlier, but we saw the Rabbeinu Hananel's answer to that, which was that it's a yontif for the guy. Obviously, I was wondering, since if we paskin, right, this is the classic Rama who says that Avelos stops at Chatzos and the Gra, the Shach yells at him and the Gra explains that it's because of the yontif of Yudalid. According to that, I don't know why we wouldn't say that he should always bring the karbon, because Zaninus should end after Chatzos. Rabbeinu Hananel was saying it dafka for the guy who's actually his chiv was chal before chatzos. You could have pushed it and say it should apply across the board. But one of the things Rabbeinu Hananel was bothered by was that answers the general p'tur. So the Nizra Kodesh says, well, we're going to say a yisod here for Aninus as well, which is if the guy has right now he has a chiv which is going to apply to him after his Aninus ends. So that is shayach to him even now. So we're not going to say that he's totally mufka. The fact that we know what is going to happen at nightfall is relevant to him now, both on the level of this local din of shlamim bizman shu shalim, and the global status of an onin who has a ptur mitzvah.
So why don't we tell him to get shechta l'chatchila?
Because this still is a hakrava. It's the misoviv, not the siva. I hear you, but at the end, that could be worked on. I think that is the kasher pshat of the Tosos and Rava and the Rambam.
But that's why I wonder if you need some combination here of the Zecher Yitzchak or Rabbi Malin, some technical explanation as to what about this, right? Which part of the Siba and the Mesoviv explain why that should be the case. Right? Just to saying that you're downgrading it, okay, it's kind of like an arbitrary thing that, well, it's downgraded to the point that it's Lechatchila versus Bidyeva. Okay, maybe.
Look, I mean, conceptually, he's doing the same thing that Rav Moshe is doing. Right? Rav Moshe is doing it for Shachris and Chatzos, and he's doing it for Hakrava. It's in the I think the Frankel quoted it. It was the Dibros Moshe Gittin Simin Chaf Hei Anaf Dalad. Yeah, Chaf Hei Dalad in the Dibros Moshe. You have to turn a lot of pages. There are a lot of Anafim. Oh man, if you think there are a lot of Anafim in Igros Moshe's, it's like Yud Zayin, Yud Ches, Yud Tes, and it doesn't say on the top of the page where the Simin is. At least in the old ones they have here. So okay. Have your
Shkoyach. Shkoyach.